The world is a beautiful but challenging place to live. And let's face it, life hits hard sometimes. So if you find your hopes and dreams and mental well-being needs a boost, you're tuned in to the right podcast. Welcome to Inspire Us with your host, J. Paul Nadeau, a former hostage negotiator turned motivational speaker and acclaimed author of Take Control of Your Life. And now, here's your host, J. Paul Nadeau.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Us. I am your host, J. Paul Nadeau, and I want to thank you for tuning in. It really matters to me, and I hope that it matters to you as well. I hope that you're getting something of value from my readings and from my thoughts, because that's my intention, is to bring some value to you. I often say this, everybody's got a story. That's one of my big lines. Everybody's got a story. The thing, too, is that we are more similar than we are different. I discovered that great lesson years ago when I first joined the police department, dealing with a number of people who were going through struggles, and I realized, boy, the things that I think, they think. The tough times that I go through, they go through. And it allowed me to be more compassionate when I dealt with victims of crime. To put myself in their shoes, because we are more similar than we are different. And I know that some of us are struggling deeply out there. And we've got to turn that switch off. We've got to help one another. We've got to be more vulnerable with one another. And we just got to help people get through. We got to shine our lights into them and let them shine their lights into us. So why don't we do that? Why don't we just help support one another and share this podcast or share your thoughts. Do whatever it takes to make you feel good and to get you through the day. But not only get you through the day inspired and resilient and all that. Okay, let's do that. So I've been reading from Reset, the Badass Guide to Living Life on Your Own Terms. And in yesterday's podcast, I was talking about some of the lines that we can tell ourselves to inspire ourselves or to give us ourselves some courage. And I read the first one, and now I'm going to read the second one. This is something that you can tell yourself in those times when you're feeling like shit and you're feeling that life is out to get you and conspiring all against you. If you're paranoid, instead of being someone who believes that life could be conspiring for me, that's paranoia. Anyways, here's something that, number two, and I'll read it from the book now. When you're feeling rotten and you're feeling, I'm not doing the reading, I'm just about to do it, but when you're feeling rotten, when you're feeling like let down or whatever, here's something you can say. This is number two. I'm not the only one who feels this way. You're not. It may be comforting to know that millions of people experience similar feelings of fear, depression, anxiety, and uncertainty. You're not alone in your experience. Many of us think we are, but we're not. We just don't go around talking about it. But we should. Why is this comforting to know? Knowing that others are experiencing a lot of the same as you are help to encourage you to share how you're feeling and what you're going through. It may also help them to open up to you. And in sharing, you'll each find strength to lean on each other. Men, I'm going to point a finger out at you in this sharing department. We were conditioned to act like men and to keep it to ourselves. But that bullshit is killing us. It really is okay to share. This applies to all men and women, to each of us. Be willing to share your story and how you're feeling. Being vulnerable is a badass superpower. American professor, speaker, podcast host, and author Brené Brown emphasizes that vulnerability is not a weakness, but rather a courageous act of opening oneself up to uncertainty, emotional exposure, and risk. She teaches that embracing vulnerability allows each of us to connect more authentically with others, cultivate resilience, and live life on our own terms. Vulnerability, according to Brené Brown, is essential for meaningful relationships, personal growth, and leading a fulfilling life. Just as importantly, others may need to hear that they're not alone too, and you may just be the one to share something that brings them hope and faith. Renowned speaker, podcast hope and people connector Jill Collins reminds us that every person on this planet holds a message that someone desperately needs to hear. Every day we withhold our message, someone out there is silently suffering, Collins says. Her inspiring and powerful life quote is a reminder to us all that we all can make a significant difference, and we are all called to do so for others. As Jill points out, open quote, "I believe that every single person on this planet has a message to share and that somebody needs to hear," period. "And every day you don't share your message, someone is suffering," close quote. Know that you're not alone in your struggles and sufferings, and be courageous enough to share your message and your story. Badass it up a few notches. Number three, another thing we can tell ourselves: I'm doing the best I can. Say this only when you really are. Providing you are doing the best you can, do you remind yourself of this enough? If you're stuck in that hole of ugly, dark narratives, how do you get out? Let's begin with raw honesty. Are you truly giving it your all? Whew. Engage in some self-examination, and if you genuinely are doing your best, acknowledge it. It's not merely about saying you're doing your best, it's about embodying it. Take control, summon your strength, and commit to giving it your absolute best. Challenge yourself by asking if there's an alternative approach that could help you navigate your way from the dark space you find yourself in and propel you towards your desired destination. Transform this thought into a deliberate action. Don't just think about it, do it. It's not enough to think about what you want to be or where you want to be. You've got to be willing to put the work into it. Next, if you've satisfied yourself that you are doing your best, remind yourself that you are. Use some of that free and feel-good self-love on yourself. If you're doing your best, tell yourself you are, badass style. If you're not, get on with it. Don't just sit on the crapper wishing upon a star. Get off it, wipe your ass, and get on with it. We badasses do our ultimate best. We're never alone, and we have the kind of voice in our heads that should be encouraging us and supporting us to do our best and believe it. That voice is in you waiting for permission to be released. We've all got that voice that encourages us, and we should use it. It's your confident voice. And that is the reading for today. As you can tell, I'm really talking to the badass warrior in you. And I'm telling you to do the work, because nobody's going to do it for you. I'll say this every once in a while in this book, I'll tell you, just get off your ass and do it. And find the strength. There are people out there that can help you, but the fight is yours. Nobody is going to rescue you. Nobody's coming to rescue you. The rescue comes from within. We can have coaches and helpers help us, but the rescue comes from inside. So you're going to get a little bit of this, go on, just do it, attitude in my book. And I'm happy to do that, because so many people need to be told, just get on with it, just do it. So this has been J. Paul Nadeau. You've been listening to Inspire Us. I've been reading from Reset. And go on out there and live your life with intention.